57% of people have stopped doing this, Raven, because it's too stressful. What do you think it is?
57% have stopped doing this because it's too... ironing their clothes?
No, it's Anna and Raven. Watching the news.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah. Well, I've actually tried to stop doing that recently myself, as a matter of fact, in the last couple of weeks. They're saying the same thing over and over and over and over again.
I like to flip through the channels and then listen to how one station says it
and then
flip to a different station and then hear how they say it, because it's like they totally just completely flipped it around.
Everybody knows what channels you're talking about. Uh-huh. CNN and Fox.
Well, right. Yeah.
It's like we're on different planets, really.
Well, the truth of the matter is that I put something into place and I had shared it once and somebody said that's a really good thing. So I thought I would talk about it.
Okay.
I have a 30-minute rule. So every night I give myself 30 minutes to watch the news. 30 minutes. Because what I figure is that within 30 minutes, I'm going to get all the headlines that I need to know. And after that 30 minutes, all it's going to be is hammering the same thing over and over again. So once that clock hits 30, I'm done.
Yeah, it's a pretty good rule of thumb, of course, as well as what you're looking for is the day's news, the stuff that happened prior.
Mm.
Because whatever happens once you turn off the TV or you change the channel, well, clearly you're going to miss it. That's why you just need to sit there all day and watch that thread at the bottom of the screen that says, breaking news, breaking news. Is it really? Is it really right now?
But on the other side of this, I saw a woman the other day who wasn't wearing her mask at Walmart.
Mm-hmm.
And I saw like an employee say to her, like, excuse me, miss, where's your mask? And I thought for sure it was going to be like a Karen situation where there was going to be like a big blow up or something like that.
Confrontation.
Yeah. No. She did not understand why she had to wear a mask. And all I kept thinking is, shouldn't she watch the news? How do you hide?
At least once.
Like, somebody should have filled her in on what's happening in 2020.
You're doing a half hour a night, maybe a half hour a week, a half hour a month, or this century would
right.
have been well for her.
Somebody should have woken her up and told her about 2020. You know what? Maybe it's better that she doesn't know.
Wake me up when it's over.
Well, that was close. It's Anna and Raven. A car-sized asteroid just missed Earth by 1,830 miles on Sunday, and nobody even noticed.
I mean, that's the craziest part, right? Nobody even saw this thing until it was headed away. That's less than the distance between here and Florida.
It's crazy. So they named this asteroid 2020 QG.
And 2020 Vision.
Yeah. It's nuts because even all the people from NASA are saying that it's the closest asteroid flyby ever recorded that didn't end with the space rock's demise. And what they're saying is that the asteroid approached undetected from the direction of the sun. So the asteroid hid behind the sun. It was a sneak attack.
Right.
Yeah.
And they didn't even see it till it was headed away. It is a bit scary to think that it's the closest one ever that didn't actually hit us.
Right.
Right.
Well, and when you think about how fast, now think about a rock the size of a minivan, right?
Right.
All right. It is traveling at 27,600 miles per hour.
I mean, that's like when you get passed by a Honda Odyssey.
That's, yep.
Those people are always going too
so
fast.
So fast.
Always going too fast. I get it.
Minivan
it's
racers.
It's a fancy minivan.
Yeah.
I understand.
It's great
but
traction.
But you don't have to show off. You probably have 17 kids in that thing.
Now imagine that thing coming at you at 27,000 miles per hour and it's so close to blowing you up. And they were like, NASA's like, oh, our bad. Oh, we missed that
right.
one.
Right. I mean, it's terrifying. You think that, you know, it's going to take something the size of New York or whatever to take out the entire planet. But when it's moving that fast, mm-hmm. and nobody knows.
And let's be honest, the asteroid hitting Earth is probably the most 2020 thing that can happen at this point.
It's absolutely
right?
true.
So I really think we dodged a bullet. Thank goodness for that.
Yeah. Luckily, we've got the latest update possible with Billy Bob Thornton from Armageddon right now. Billy Bob, what was this thing?
It's an asteroid, sir.
How big are we talking about here?
It's the size of Texas, Mr. President.
Mr. President. It seems formal. You could just call me Raven.
How do we not see this, guys?
Well, our object collision budget's $1 million. That allows us to track about 3% of the sky.
And begging your pardon, sir, it's a big sky.
All right, well, it's relatively small, right? There's no big deal. Like, it's not going to cause, like, a lot of damage.
Damage? It's what we call a global killer. The end of mankind.
Well, that escalated quickly.
Yeah, good thing that it missed us.
A TikTok video is getting real news attention, and it's just one of those things that when you hear about it, you make that confused look with your face. You're like, huh?
What is the attention about? Is it because it's from China and it's subversive?
No.
Okay, because I've been hearing a lot about that. That doesn't seem like new news.
It's Anna and Raven. Here's the news clip.
A young woman from Nassau County thought it would make a cool TikTok video, so she asked her mom to film her jumping off a boat for a swim into the Hudson River in front of the Statue of Liberty.
Oh, right. I actually saw that. Yeah. Yeah, so I saw that.
What's the big deal with that, right? Turns out Donna Paser, who is 20 years old, got a lot more than she bargained for when she posted that video.
Yeah, a lot of flack.
A lot of people are being very mean, saying, I hope she dies from that water, and like just sending me death threats.
I mean, who wishes somebody? Like, I mean, it's one thing to make a snarky comment and say that water is going to kill you, or who would swim in the Hudson?
Right.
It's another thing completely to send somebody a death threat because they survived swimming in the Hudson.
Like, what? What?
What's wrong with people?
I mean, that's what's wrong with TikTok. But she goes on.
I just stand by my own opinion, and that is that I live by, like, the YOLO mentality. You only live once.
Listen, Don, I'm with you. I live by the YOLO mentality
myself. Of course, clearly.
100%.
Look at what it's done for you.
I think all the time. You know what? If there's a boat and I could jump off of it into the Hudson River and I can make a TikTok video, I'm going to go for it. You want to know why? YOLO.
Yeah, well, you don't have the followers. Is there? I mean, if you did it, people would just be like, are you okay? Did you take any penicillin after that kind of thing? I don't know, like, the world would get all worked up about it.
You think they wouldn't care about it?
I mean, what, how many followers do you have on TikTok?
I think like 60.
Right. So, like, I mean, it's like you and your family and
my daughter.
Yeah.
My daughter's friends.
A couple of your daughter's friends. Right. And they'll be like, oh my God, I can't believe you did that. Story over.
So you're trying to say I'm not going to get death threats by jumping into the Hudson River? I mean, I'm not good enough for death threats?
I mean, what do death threats really scare somebody that's not afraid of water that murky, right? Anyways, I mean, I guess there was a bunch of stats attached after, too, that said, nope, jumping in the water won't actually kill you at this point.
Well,
I did hear about that.
Funny you should say that, because the news report goes on and says...
What?
Donna says she did get some of that water in her mouth and wasn't expecting it to taste so bad, but she's not that worried. She says she does plan to head to the doctor soon for a checkup.
Good. Just go to the doctor.
Right.
Yeah.
Just to be sure.
Right.
Like, this is a great idea. You only live once, but wait. I want to make sure I extend my living as long as I can.
First thing I did, I Googled, what happens if you drink the water from the Hudson River?
Oh, good, right.
So, actually, ready to learn something?
Please.
People north of Poughkeepsie do drink the water from the Hudson River. 1972 Clean Water Act cleaned a lot of it. But as for, you know, down here.
What, do they go down to the river and drink it, or they filter
they
it
filter
there?
It
okay,
there,
right.
Yeah.
All right.
But here it's gross, and I think it's just going to give you diarrhea, to be honest, from what I understand.
Well, good luck either way. YOLO.
YOLO.
That's all I need to know about you.
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 That's all I need to know about you. It's Anna and Raven. All you have to do is fill in the blank. If you blank, that's all I need to know about you. You can always call or text 1-800-330-9999. If you want to protect your employees so much that you give people your private cell phone number so they can yell at you about masks and not them, that's all I need to know about you, and it's pretty freaking awesome.
I mean, I guess that's nice. Are they leaving messages? Is this person actually picking up every time somebody wants to scream at them?
I don't know, and I wonder that, because whenever somebody gives you your private cell phone, I always wonder, like, do people actually call? Because I think when you actually have the number,
right,
you're a little bit more hesitant to do that.
Oh, no.
No, you don't think so?
I called an owner yesterday on a private cell phone.
All right, so King's Food Markets, they have about 25 grocery stores in New York, Connecticut, and New Jersey.
Okay.
And the CEO is Judy Spires. She hates the fact that so many people are going into their stores and they're yelling at the employees about masks.
Yeah, I think most people hate that, man. It's just really disturbing.
Right, so she decided that she was going to give out her own cell phone number.
The buck stops here. I want to be responsible. And if there's a problem that needs to be taken care of that could escalate, I don't want to put that on anybody else but myself.
Oh, I mean, I love it.
No, I hear it in her voice right now.
She just wants to pick that phone.
Is that Judy, was it?
Yeah.
I hear Judy picking up, listening to everything they're saying and saying, well, these are the rules. And then if they come back one time, she goes, well, you don't have to be here. I see that in Judy. I hear it in her voice.
She does sound angry.
Sounds like she's a no-nonsense lady. She's a no-nonsense lady.
But I think, and we have noticed, that there's so many companies, and I hate to say it, that are hiding behind...
Oh, my gosh.
Like, the COVID. And this
it's
is why.
Unbelievable.
So, to me, to see a CEO step up and be like, no, you got a problem with this. You come directly to me. You leave my employees alone. I think that's awesome. That's all I need to know about
you. I just saw this recently, too. There was a bar or a pub chain or something. It wasn't around here, but they said the same thing as enough is enough. You know, people being impatient, people not being polite, people berating our staff, people, you know, coming after our people, you know, enforcing rules that are put in by the state and so forth. They just, you know what? If you're not going to be polite, kind, or patient, don't come anymore.
Yeah.
No. Good for you. Push back.
If you bother Michelle at the cashier checkout one more time, I'm coming at you. You got that?
The simple rule.
You call myself.
The simple rule for everybody is the time for excuses is over, right? Like, you have to go back to being a normal person even if the times are not normal.
Right.
Like, you have to do that.
It's all I need to know about you, and it's that kind of you rock. That's what I got to say about that.
Yeah, good job, Judy. If you are already planning out the meals while your wife will be away on a girl's weekend so that you
again.
Can ingest as much fat and stuff like that as you want to without anybody berating you. That's all I need to know about you.
Oh, here we go.
Oh, I just got an update from Stu. He just sent me a coupon right now. He says strip steaks are on sale this week. She's not going away for 3 weeks, and I'm buying this stuff. That's it. I'm going to hide it from her.
Last time Raven's wife went away, he stocked up on Hungry Man chicken dinners.
That's right.
And you would eat multiple at a time.
And panko shrimp. Yep. I ate that too.
Yep. Right?
All the things that she watches me in like a hawk when I eat.
Yep.
I had a ribeye steak the other day. She wanted me to cut all the fat off of it. I explained to her that that's not how that thing works.
Okay.
But she still berated me. Yeah. So you know what? Have a great time on your girls' weekend. Daddy's going to eat strip steak 3 times a day.
Good. 1-800-330-9999. Just fill in the blank. If you blank, that's all I need to know about you. What was your weird phase? 1-800-330-9999. Tana and Raven. I keep watching my daughter. She's 11. She's constantly doing these weird TikTok dance things. She's hitting her head with her palm. And I keep thinking to myself, it's a phase. She's not going to go on her first interview one day wearing a crop top and tie-dye sweatpants and, like, singing.
Well, you like to think so. But
say so.
Depends on where she's going to work, I guess, right?
I don't know. it's funny because when you watch your kids go through these phases, you have to, like, remind yourself, I did this too.
Right.
It may have been different, but I went through a phase and it was weird. And I'm sure my parents also thought I was a weirdo.
Well, you don't want to crash their dreams down, right?
Mm.
Like our parents did to us. Because as you remember growing up, when you went through some of your weird phases, let's be honest. Our parents weren't as trained as we're expected to be nowadays. They weren't quite as understanding as some of this stuff. So it was weird for them.
Yeah, my dad actually was really supportive of my weird phase.
Oh, okay.
And to the point where, like, it actually is one of my favorite memories with him ever.
Okay.
So I went through this phase, which a lot of people go through, I think, is I was obsessed with Marilyn Monroe.
Oh, good.
Like, I was super obsessed.
Everybody's obsessed with Marilyn Monroe.
But, you know, it's not like
you say it like everybody
exists. We exist.
There's a
people.
Group of you.
Yeah.
There is a group of you, right.
Read every book. I had every framed picture. I collected the Marilyn Monroe wine, even though I was 16.
Right.
Like,
good.
All kinds of stuff. But I'll never forget it. Like, my dad thought it was cool. You know, we'd watch the old movies together. And many years ago at Christie's, they had the Marilyn Monroe auction. I don't know if you remember this.
No, but, no, I don't remember.
Yeah, well, it was probably the late 90s, early 2000s.
Okay.
And all I did is wanted to own something of Marilyn Monroe. And you know how they do those auctions where some stuff is, it says it's going to go for cheap, but then it goes for so much money?
No, it goes for so much.
My father had brought I'll never forget it because to me it's so much money. He had $5,000 and he wanted to buy a Marilyn Monroe dress for me.
Oh my gosh.
It was, I mean, this is one of my favorite memories of my life.
What a great dedication from your dad.
Nothing sold for under like 10 grand.
Yeah.
Walked away with absolutely nothing, but to see all that stuff and to have that experience and know that he was willing, that's a lot of money.
That's a real lot of money. I mean, you're a teenager with an obsession, basically, an infatuation at that point.
Now, in retrospect, looking at my father, the businessman that he was, he really probably thought it was an investment that we were going to be able to sell it years later
be
for
a
more money.
Up later on down the road.
Yeah, but like that was my weird.
Still
phase.
A really nice thing to share together.
Yeah,
you know, it's
absolutely.
Like you know, finding a hobby together or whatever. That's cool. I had a couple different phases in my life too. In fourth grade, I was goth before anybody was goth, before I even knew what goth was.
Oh.
So that was a lonely existence. Where I would just walk around in dark clothing all the time and...
Please tell me you wore eyeliner.
Read
guyliner.
Edgar Allan Poe. I've never worn guyliner in my life.
Come on.
I've never in my life.
Come
on. As a matter of fact, even during Halloween or something like that, when somebody tries to put it on me, I always refuse.
Are you even
stings
goth?
My eyes.
Are you even goth if you don't wear guyliner?
Well, yes, because when I was in fourth grade, that was like 1986, so nobody at that point knew.
Right.
The only guy wearing guyliner at that point was like David Bowie.
Right.
That was it. So I went through that, and then when I got to seventh grade, I was into the starter jacket phase. So
that
was a little different, you know?
I was into the starter. Yeah, me too.
Oh, yeah.
I think everybody was, right?
Yeah, the tail.
Yeah.
On the back of the head there with the starter jacket. Had to have a starter jacket. Miami Dolphins. Never even liked that team.
Do you know I had a New Kids on the Block starter jacket? I had a new... Yeah.
That's a fake
Get
starter jacket.
Me.
You know that,
no,
right?
That was
this
real.
Fake.
That That was real.
It said starter on it?
No, it was starter.
No, it
yes,
looked
it
like
was.
It looked like the starter, but it didn't say starter.
No, it 100% was a
real
you
gotta thing. You got to find that on Google then on, for me to believe you.
That exists. 1-800-330-9999. What was that weird phase that you went through? My daughter is obsessed with TikTok, and every time I see her doing those dances as she's walking mindlessly, I think to myself, it's just a phase. It's just a phase.
I was goth in fourth grade before anybody knew what it was. We all go through phases.
And I was Marilyn Monroe for 8 years for Halloween because I was obsessed with her. But what was the phase that you went through? 1-800-330-9999. Hi, it's Anna Raven.
In my early teens, late 20s, I became movie culture obsessed and bought over 800 Blu-ray DVDs.
Oh, my
wow.
gosh.
In a culture where Netflix and Hulu and all these other streaming services, now I have a wall of blue cases that collect stuff.
Oh, and they're like, it's like concrete shoes, man, because every time you move, every time you get into a new relationship or you get a new place or somebody moves in or whatever, you got to lug those things from city to city, from state to state, from apartment to, it's misery. Damn you, Hulu. Damn you.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I feel for you, man. I had about 5,000 CDs I carted across this country like three times. You got to put it down like a ton of bricks. Let it go.
Just drop it off at the Goodwill.
But he was the most popular guy when the power was out a couple weeks ago.
That's for sure. Yeah. Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What's the weirdest or worst phase that you went through?
Oh, man, my rollerblade phase. Like, in my defense, everyone was rollerblading, but I would wear them around my house, too. I could walk up the stairs with them. I would twirl around on them and even public places, that, like, everywhere I could, I would rollerblade. I had them way longer than other people, too.
I mean,
I didn't want to give them up.
It sounds like you were the only person that could really use them and look cool around here. So, frankly, I don't have a problem with that phase. I had a rollerblade phase, too. You know what it consisted of, Anna?
What?
I bought the rollerblades. I tried them, like, twice.
Yeah.
They weighed 1,000 pounds, it felt like, on each one of my feet. I put them in the closet. Never made a dime. I wish I could find them now. I sell those rollerblades.
I saw somebody rollerblading not too long ago, and I was just staring at her because it's been so long.
Right.
I totally forgot about that phase that people went through.
Yeah, it's a good workout. I mean, if you think about it, the weights are pretty handy to keep those
She's going
to
get them
She's
back
gonna
out.
Bring them back.
That's right.
She's gonna bring
them back. Gonna blow the dust off today.
She's like, you said weirdest phase. I thought you meant most awesome phase.
Right.
That everyone
Best
thought.
Phase of my life.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What's the worst or weirdest phase that you went through?
My friends and I, we went through a phase where we started a grunge band in my garage.
Oh, great.
A lot of people do that.
Yeah, I mean, well, we went like the whole nine yards, the huge JNCO jeans, the chains hanging from our pants. But there was a catch, which was not a single one of us could play an instrument.
Nice.
Yeah. Yeah, but we could make the CD demos and send them all to record labels still.
Did you ever get a call back?
I mean, wait a minute. You couldn't play, so did you actually record yourselves just playing noise, or would you pass off somebody else's music and then put it in the box?
A little bit of column A, a little bit of column B.
What?
It's nice.
Yeah, we're totally going to get a deal, man. We got the look.
I mean, it got so far, we even performed at a Sweet 16, which was, looking back at that, was really, really humiliating.
I'll make you feel better. My brother went through a phase, too, where his grunge rock phase, and he was in a band, and because he didn't play one of the instruments, the other guys did play instruments, though,
yeah.
He was the screamer.
Oh, okay.
That was literally his job in the band, and he would just scream.
Oh, okay.
I remember my mom was horrified.
Right.
He'd be like,
But there's always one of them.
Looking back on it, he does sound like a lot of like those 90s grunge bands. Yeah.
It started somewhere.
Right. There's so many different clubs out there that you don't even know exist. And when you hear about them, you're like, huh, there's a club for that?
There's enough people that will group around and hang out and talk about anything nowadays.
Yeah, it's Anna and Raven. And here's a club that got our attention.
2.5 years ago, myself and Rich Collins decided to start the Long Island CW Club, principally to teach Morse code to ham radio operators on Long Island. We found that there was a shortage of people who had that skill, and we thought it would be a nice idea to give back to the community and do that.
It's right. A Morse code club.
Morse code's time is now. It's back. Code is back,
I was
Anna's
like,
app.
Did it ever go? I was thinking about it. I don't know anything about Morse code.
Right, you don't know anything.
Nothing. Like, do they even use it? it still? Is it? I don't know anything about it.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I told you, I was driving down the street the other day, and one of my neighbors, he's got his ham radio. He has a handheld ham radio.
Legit.
I thought this was reserved basically for people's garage or their basement. They'd put on the headphones, and they'd just try and talk to, like, Siberia for night after night after night, and once in a while get a blip on there.
Right.
Maybe it could be an alien, somebody from a past life. He had one that was handheld.
That's legit serious.
Who was he talking to?
But there's the
who was he listening for?
But you think about Morse code and you think like old school, right? No. The kids have been flocking to this. This is 17-year-old Alana Bernstein from Manhasset.
Well, this is my first time professionally learning it. I started in March when the first kids' classes came out. I've been in the class since then, and I just really love how it gives you something to do and get your mind off things, and it's like something you can do with other kids around the world.
Like, what?
Okay.
I can't get my kid to finish her reading assignments for the summer, and,
right.
And she's over here learning Morse code that I didn't even know was still a real thing.
And talking to kids on the other side of the planet.
Right.
Let's just keep an eye on this and make sure this isn't one of those TikTok incidents.
Okay,
all right?
Yeah.
China, you hear what I'm saying. We're watching you.
All right. So now let's go. You're going to teach me Morse code.
Right.
Here's how Morse code works. It's a series of beeps and like
dashes. They call it a dash. Right.
Yeah.
All right. Now here's the thing. Given the fact that this is radio and not television and that I didn't actually find a beeper in here that wouldn't set off some sort of alarm or something like that.
Yeah.
We're going to have to improvise. So I've got a dog toy. Dog toy will be Dot.
Okay, Dot right? is dog toy.
And then I have a maraca, and maraca will be Dash.
Maraca is Dash.
All right, and this is a simple message I've put together for you. It's only four words, and I want to see if you
four
can decipher.
Four words?
It's four words. It's like a simple sentence, and
all
I
right.
want to see if you can decipher it before we come back here. You
okay,
ready?
Okay, I have a key up in front of me, so don't go too fast.
What do you mean you have a key?
Like the key, so I can
no,
like, see.
No, you should write down the sounds, and then you go to the key.
Right,
do you not know anything about code breaking?
I don't. I know
all right,
nothing about
remember,
Morse code.
Remember, this is Dot.
Yes.
All right, and this is Dash.
Okay.
Okay?
Yeah.
Here we go. Long pause.
Oh, okay, that's three. Okay.
That was four. What's wrong with you?
Okay.
Here we go. Pay attention.
Is it still
will you stop talking? If you keep talking, you can't hear what I'm doing.
But
it.
That was the second word? Okay.
Yes,
okay.
This is still the second word.
Okay.
All right, after the four dots, I'm going to repeat it. Long pause.
Okay. Yeah, got it. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, my goodness.
Last word.
Okay, last word. So ridiculous.
Message complete.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, I've got like a lot of dots and dashes.
Work on it for
all
a
right.
few minutes, and we'll come back and see whether or not you're able to pull it off and get the message.
All right, did I figure out Morse code? It's coming up next with Anna and Raven.
There's just so many cool clubs out there that you don't even know exist. It's Anna and Raven. And we've been talking about the Long Island CW Club, and they started, and they were teaching Morse code.
Right.
And it caught on so much that this is how many people they have.
We've reached 770 members in all 50 states and 15 countries. And we teach 50 classes per week online, including our kids' classes.
How cool is that? Even kids are taking it.
I mean, 750 people across the world is not a lot of people.
To learn Morse code?
But it's exciting,
who's
I guess.
Who's learning Morse code?
I'm just saying a lot of people have time on their hands right now. I'm just saying. I mean...
Morse code is
cool. I mean,
cool.
When you said it, I thought there was going to be hundreds of thousands.
Still okay. A lot of people.
It's a cool club. I mean, yeah. If you've got a ham radio and you've got a lot of time on your hands, which obviously most people have the time right now at this point, tell your kid, get them into something.
Right. So Raven and I are trying to learn Morse code. Mm-hmm. Raven has...
No. I know it. That's
okay.
Why I'm sending the messages. You are trying to interpret my Morse code message for you.
This is four words.
Four words.
Raven gave it to me a few minutes ago. Do it again.
By the way, I mean, most of the time when you're getting and receiving a Morse code message, you're not going to get a hint at the beginning and go, four words, because the whole point is that you can't speak. But here it is.
Okay.
Four words. Here we go.
Hold on. A dot is a dog toy and a dash
right.
is a maraca.
Right. Because
okay.
I don't have a buzzer, so we had to improvise.
Okay,
all right.
Okay.
Here we go. Here we go. Four words.
Just
Oh, this word three. Word three. No, okay.
That is word three.
Okay, yeah, I got it. Uh-huh. Yep. Okay, I think
that's
I got it.
That's the end of the message okay. right there.
All right, I think
I mean,
did
look
it.
At your face. I hope that you did get it. It's something that I tell you from time to time. Maybe you do have it.
Oh, maybe I don't.
you think it's something completely new?
It said, right. Here's my interpretation of that Morse code.
Mm.
I hope you're red.
No.
It's not. I hope you're red. I spent the last 10 minutes interpreting that.
What sense would that make?
I
hope
know.
You're red.
You're the one that sent the Morse code.
I mean, you got a couple letters, right?
What is it?
The message says, I hate your face.
That's not nice.
But it is something that I say to you.
You do say that a lot. I hate your face. Right. You're red.
You got some letters, right?
I almost did it.
Yeah, almost. Yeah. I mean.
Speaking of clubs, though. You know, there's so many strange clubs out there that are, I shouldn't even say strange. They're just unique and different. You don't even know exist. Raven,
sure.
Do you belong to any clubs?
I guess fantasy football. Fantasy football, I think, is a club. Although I think the guys are kicking me out this year, or we're just canceling the season because of COVID.
I guess that makes sense.
I think they're kicking. I did pretty good the last couple of years, and I don't show up to the extracurricular stuff, so I'm like the worst member of the fantasy football club.
Yeah.
I take your money. And I don't come and participate.
I was trying to think about it. I'm like, what clubs do I belong to?
Yeah.
Mentoring and Inspiring Women in Radio Club.
There you go.
Yeah, but I don't actually do anything.
I was going to say, when was your last meeting?
And I just signed up.
Scheduled pretty well, and I don't recall you leaving for that at any time.
You know what club I do participate in?
What's that?
The Nordy Club Rewards Program at Nordstrom's. It's part of a club where you get points, and then you get like money off. It's
Coupon. Yes, I'm familiar with rewards programs at stores. I didn't know we were counting those, but
well,
okay.
It says club in the title. So 1-800-330-9999. What club do you belong to? Sure, you can belong to a lot of clubs, country clubs, golf clubs, but we just learned about Long Island CW Club that teaches Morse code. There's just so many unique and different clubs out there that you don't even know exist that people belong to.
I mean, some of these clubs I'd really like to hang out if I had more time.
Well, right. It's Hannah and Raven. So when you're talking about unique clubs, I found a bunch that I definitely had no idea existed.
If you're a Steve, Steven, Steven with a PH, Stephanie, Esteban, or any other variation, you're welcome to join Project Steve.
How cool is that if you have a club just
that
for
is
name.
Cool if you're a Steve.
Yeah, right. I looked
because
up,
nobody knows whether you're a Stephanie with an F or with a PH, or if you're a Steve or a Steven, whether it's PH or, yeah, it's a mess, man.
Right.
And they resent it. Mm-hmm. I'll be honest with you. I know a Steven, and everybody used to get it wrong, and he was wrong. Really mad.
You know what's the cool thing about the Steve Club?
What's that?
They have a theme song.
Did you make that up?
No, it's real. You know what I was thinking about?
You know what?
You're not even a real club until you have a song.
Well, I was going to say you're not a real club until you have a bar, all right? Mm-hmm. Because clearly they have a bar and, yeah.
I belong to my sorority. That's a club, and we have a theme song, too, so that makes us legit, just like the Steve Club.
Do you have a bar?
Well, we went to several bars.
Right.
Yeah.
That's true.
How about this club?
Everybody loves a beautiful cloud, but the Cloud Appreciation Society takes it a step further. Their manifesto states that they believe that clouds are unjustly maligned, that they are expressions of the atmosphere's moods, and that those who contemplate the shapes in clouds will save money on therapy bills.
I want to belong to that. I definitely want to belong to that club.
I wonder if she's getting the discount on therapy clubs.
Yeah.
Because, clearly.
What club do you belong to? 1-800-330-9999. It's Hannah and Raven.
I belong to the Knights of Columbus.
Okay. Yeah, I belong to the Eagles myself. I love cheap drinks.
You like cheap drinks?
Yeah.
Hi, it's Ian on Raven. Do you belong to a club?
I do. It's a robotics club, and a lot of people think that's a little bit weird for a guy my age, but it's so much fun, and we get together, and it's just a blast. It's just people like me that love robotics.
Wait a minute. How old are you?
I'm in my 40s.
And do you build robots?
I had no idea there was a robot club that I could go hang out with and just be building robots. Are you using, like, household appliances, or what are you doing?
Raven wants to join you.
Oh, my gosh.
Yep.
Whatever we can find. Yes, doors open. Come
right.
with us.
Shop back robot. Oh, man. I always wanted to invent stuff like that, like the kid from the Goonies.
I think it's cool. Why should kids have all the fun? And it's the future. Hi, it's Anna and Raven. Do you belong to a club?
I am a part of the Michael Bublé fan club.
That's nice. A real fan club?
It is. It's a real one.
That's exciting.
I mean, he's got a holiday special and everything. That sounds pretty put together, right? What do you get with the Michael Bublé fan club?
You get to, you know, we get to share news about him. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we have little trinkets and right. fun things. Stuff like first access when, you know, his, like, tickets go on sale. Mm. We get to see the videos with his wife.
As long as they don't get into, like, a little tussle and they all the controversy comes out there.
No controversy. They're sweet.
Right.
Yeah.
I believe it when you say it. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure if I believe it when she says it.
I forgot all about Artist Fan Club. Like, when we were little, I remember being part of the New Kids on the Block fan club.
Nice. What did you get?
Posters.
Awesome.
And, like, pins and things like that. That was great. I didn't know that they still kind of had Artist Fan Club like that.
Yeah, it's called propaganda.
Yeah.
That's what the industry is built on it.
Couples Court on the Anna and Raven Show.
Every weekday morning, a couple joins us. They let us know what their disagreement is about, and then you decide who's right. Damien and Amy. Amy, let's start with you. What's going on?
We got our school supply list. Classes starting up. The list includes Clorox wipes and Lysol spray and, you know, other kinds of disinfectants. And we have a ton of it in our basement. We stocked up, and I think we should donate some to help the teachers out.
Okay.
Wait a minute. They asked everybody for that? Like, have they realized that there's been a shortage in the entire nation?
Right.
Are they?
I think they probably
me, right?
are aware.
If they even go back, who knows at this point? But sure, what's the problem with that, Damien?
I just don't think it's our job to supply. The schools should be stocked with that stuff. They should be stocked to the rafters. Why should we donate what we've collected to the school? Like, I just don't see that that's our duty to do that.
It's pretty common, right? Like, every year there's a supply list, right, Anna? I mean, I don't have children, but
I
know that teachers are constantly low on supplies
yep.
and have to spend some of their own money, in fact. I know many teachers that do this. So the supply list is a normal thing.
That I understand 100%,
right.
but
right.
this is kind of a different year.
Right.
The fact that they're asking the parents to supply that, shouldn't the school have a budget for
I
that?
I mean, I'm short on gold. I'm short on rare earth minerals.
Well,
there's things that are easier to find.
I just feel like if the schools are opening and they don't have that stuff, they shouldn't be opening. Oh yeah, we're going to open, but also bring, you know, all your cleaning supplies because your kids are going to die otherwise.
Mm.
Then don't be opening.
Right,
it's
right.
all the same. You know what I mean?
Like, well, they really want that message to get through.
My gosh.
Amy, I mean, how much do you guys really have?
We have enough. As far as I'm concerned, our children are so excited to go back to school. They miss their friends. If there's something that I can do to help make their school safer, then why wouldn't I do it?
I haven't seen a real Clorox wipe in, like, since, I think, February.
I feel like, I mean, maybe I'm wrong. I feel like anything she sends is going to be gone within the afternoon.
Right.
It's one right. it's one activity that they clean up and, oh, that bottle's empty. Or it's leaving with the teacher.
I guess, quick clarification. Are you guys like hoarders where you have like 15 boxes of Clorox wipes in your
They
basement?
Have enough.
Or is there
All
like
right?
you have four and yeah. you want to send two?
I consider myself a light prepper. I mean, I'm not a full
So you're the reason
prepper,
why I don't have any?
No, he's not the reason. No.
To be clear, we had a big stock even before all this happened.
Right, right.
Okay.
So if you have a case, you didn't wipe out Connecticut and New York for wipes.
I immediately am mad.
No, right, you're mad. You're just jealous.
We're
it's
not,
a human
we're not
nature.
We're opening an Etsy store.
All right.
Well, what we do is ask our audience what they think. And they may agree with you, Damien. It is not your job to be supplying the schools with supplies to keep the kids safe and clean.
And I'm not saying it should be our job. I'm just saying that because we can, why wouldn't we?
Well, you're right. And they may agree with you, Amy, that if you have the extra and you can help out, this whole year is a team sport and we all need to chip in wherever we can.
You bought us an extra 90 minutes.
Mm. Do you both agree to listen to what our audience has to say?
Yes,
definitely.
Great. Call or text. Whose side are you on? 1-800-330-9999. It's the Couples Court with Ann and Raven.
Damien and Amy have a stash in their basement. He said they're light preppers. They've mm-hmm. got all the Clorox wipes. They got all the hand sanitizer. So they get the school supply list from the school. And on the list is these Clorox wipes and hand sanitizer. Amy says, perfect. We got so much downstairs. He says, no. We're not giving them our stuff. That's ours.
Yeah, I'm all about contributing to the community and trying to make sure that everybody is well. At the same time, think about the sheer numbers of people, the sheer number of wipe downs throughout the day. You're talking about kids that are walking around trying to follow the rules, but it's difficult. I just don't know if you're actually giving it to a place where it's going to make a real difference.
Well, Damien, that's the whole thing. He thinks the school should prepare themselves, not be asking the parents to supply the stuff.
Right.
Whose side are you on? 1-800-330-9999. Couples Court, Anna and Raven.
Hi, I'm on the wife side because it's not like you're obligated to give. You know, a lot of every year kids come home with like a note asking for a donation, And I think if you have it and you can give, you give. If you don't, you just don't. It's not like you're obligated to. But if they have it in abundance, you know, they probably can spare something.
Abundance is a different definition for everybody, right? And if you're the people that didn't have it, let's say, for the last 4 months, and you're gearing up for what could be a hard, long winter.
Listen, my Clorox wipes, I'll be honest with you, even using them regularly, last at least 2 months, right?
Wow.
If you got 10 or 12 of them in your basement, what's the big deal of sending two to the school to help the teachers out?
I don't know if I agree, man. I got to wipe down Amazon boxes out front again.
Whose side are you on? 1-800-330-9999. Couples Court with Anna and Raven. Another one. It's really down the middle this morning. Couples Court with Anna and Raven. Amy and Damian have received the school supply list from their child's school. And on the list is things like Clorox wipes, hand sanitizer. And Amy says, great, because we have a huge stash in the basement and we can send some of the stuff that we already have. And Damian is not on board with that.
Pump the brakes on huge, huh? What does huge look like to one person versus another person? We just don't know. They never definitively said, we've got two cases. We've got three cases.
He said he's a light prepper. Well, I mean, come on.
And she said, we have enough. I'm not sure.
If you think you have enough Clorox wipes, you got at least 10 down there,
I
right?
mean, do you think that they're still saying that 6 months into the zombie apocalypse? I'm not sure.
Well, Damian's whole argument is that if the schools have chosen to open and this is what they're doing, then they shouldn't be asking parents to supply this stuff. The school district should be doing it.
Some standardized stuff there on site. Yeah, you would think so.
All right, let's see. Let's check the text line. Being a teacher this year is going to be like no other, this text reads. Any help from the community and parents is greatly appreciated. I agree with the wife. If you can help out where it's needed, why not help out? That's a good point. Let's see. The husband is right. He prepared. It's for his family, not for strangers. The other side.
You know, I think that the disorganization of it is what bothers many people who think to themselves, we don't have a clear-cut answer here, so I have to protect my household first. So I'm not going to villainize a guy over that.
Whose side are you on? 1-800-330-9999. It's Anna and Raven.
Oh, you know something? It's not her job to clean the room or supply. And on a couple of levels, what if she brings in a cleaner that a kid is, like, allergic to it or has a reaction to? You know, I know it's a chance of best interest at heart, but you never know. Better safe than sorry. Let the school supply those things.
You might be looking at that list thinking you've got a lot of stuff right now. And then all of a sudden, come October, November, if things don't go well and they start to shut stuff down, then you're going to be killing people for toilet paper again, lining up at 6 a.m. in the morning.
No, it's never going to happen again.
Okay. Thanks for the call.
But I do understand that, I mean, if they're requesting it, they're requesting it. There's got to be okay to take it. Anna and Raven, whose side are you on?
Hi, I'm on her side, actually, and I'm a teacher. So I think I've an interesting perspective. A lot of what's brought into schools has to be controlled, and a lot of parents don't want their kids handling things that have a lot of chemicals in them, even during this time. So I think they're better off just letting school kind of provide what they think is safe for kids.
Oh, so Thank you for the call. So
you're really
saying,
on his side.
So you're saying the list is okay, but only if it's on the list, or you're saying the school should just have their own stuff there because it's already been vetted?
The school should have their own stuff.
Oh, okay, so you're on his side, actually.
Yeah.
Thank you for the call.
And on Raven, whose side are you on?
Interesting. I didn't think a teacher would say that.
Yeah.
I am on the wife's side. Well, my fiance is a school teacher. They send a list of things that, you know, parents have to send in. Like you guys said, this is a different year. With this animal going around, we need to make sure we keep the children safe and also the teachers.
The verdict is in. Jury foreman, what are the results?
Amy, our audience agreed with you. Whatever you can to help the teachers get through this, and if this is what they're requesting, then it's not a big deal just to do it. You could be the hero of the class, you know? You've got all these things that you can donate that maybe other parents can't.
An empty class.
Yes, exactly.
I mean, I would at least go with something that has dual purpose, right? So if you send a fifth of grain alcohol, I mean, if they have class, she can use it to make sanitizer. And if they don't have class, she can use it to just get by.
Right. Damon, you okay with this lighting up your stash a little bit?
You know, I mean, if that's what she wants and that's what she believes, I'm sticking with my opinion, though. The schools, if they need supplies from parents to clean the place, they should not be opening.
It sounds like they have a stash in the basement and then they have a backup stash that maybe Amy isn't aware of.
Damian right now is like, all right, we're going to send the generic, not the real stuff,
right,
all right?
Right.
All right. You got a problem, too. Send an email, couplescore@annaandraven.com.
Can't beat Raven.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. Who's this?
Virginia.
Virginia, you are up. Can you please ask Raven to leave the room?
Please leave the room, Raven.
Sure. Good luck, Virginia.
She said that so honestly.
Thank you.
All right, Virginia, here's how it works. We have $700 on the line today. I'm going to ask you five pop culture questions. Answer them as quickly as you can. I'll bring Raven back in. I'll ask him the same five questions. Whoever gets the most right wins. If it's a tie, it goes to Raven. But if you beat him, that $700 is all yours, okay?
That would be nice.
Number one, Ed Sheeran and his wife Cherry are expecting their first baby. What other pop artist was featured on his 2019 hit, I Don't Care?
Justin Bieber.
Number two, the Annabelle doll was trending this week after a rumor started that it had escaped captivity from the Warren's Occult Museum. Good news, it didn't. What kind of doll is the real Annabelle?
Raggedy Ann.
Number three, a list of 15 celebrities who auditioned for Saturday Night Live but didn't make the cut include Jim Carrey, Steve Carell, Jennifer Aniston, and this actor that plays Franklin Finbar in the new Jumanji movies and Jimmy in The Wedding Ringer.
I can see his face, but I can't think of his name.
All right, number four. Season 29 of Dancing with the Stars will premiere on September 14th, but the pro dancers will all have to live apart due to COVID. Who was named the new host of Dancing with the Stars?
Oh, geez.
All right,
I'm
move
sorry.
On.
I don't know that.
That's okay. Number five, the LA Lakers will wear a Kobe Bryant tribute jersey in the NBA playoffs. What two numbers did Kobe wear for the Lakers?
17.
All right, Virginia. I'm glad you had the cheat sheet. There's that. Let me bring Raven back in.
How'd you do?
Virginia got 2 out of 5.
Not too good.
All right, number one, Ed Sheeran and his wife, Cherry, are expecting their first baby. What other pop artist was featured on his 2019 hit song, I Don't Care?
I Don't Care is Bieber, the Biebs.
That's right.
They're homies, which surprised me, but they are.
Number two, the Annabelle doll was trending this week after a rumor started that it had escaped captivity from the Warren's Occult Museum.
Mm.
Good news, it didn't.
Good.
What kind of doll is the real Annabelle?
Real Annabelle's a Raggedy Ann doll.
That is correct.
Yeah, still spooky.
Yep. You guys are tied at 2. Number three, a list of 15 celebrities who auditioned for Saturday Night Live but didn't make the cut include Jim Carrey, Steve Carell, Jennifer Aniston, and this actor that played Franklin Finbar in the new Jumanji movies and Jimmy in The Wedding Ringer.
Jimmy in The Wedding Singer. Adam.
Final answer?
Kevin Hart, I thought, was in
Kevin
Jumanji.
Kevin Hart is right. Number four.
Yes, yes, yes. Okay.
Season 29 of Dancing with the Stars will premiere on September 14th, but the pro dancers all have to live apart due to COVID, even the married couple.
I know, that's weird, man.
Yeah.
It sounds like they're trying to go for like a strange reality show thing.
Yeah, and there's 3 sets of married couples in the pros, which
is interesting. Are they trying to break people up?
All right, who was named the new host of Dancing with the Stars?
Oh, gosh, Tyra Banks?
Yep.
Yeah. Ooh, I got lucky.
You're sloppy today, though. You're getting them sloppy.
Yeah, I got lucky on that one there.
Number five, the LA Lakers will wear a Kobe Bryant tribute jersey in the NBA playoffs. What two numbers did Kobe wear for the Lakers?
8 and 24.
Yeah.
Yeah, and they look awesome, by the way.
It was sloppy, but Raven, you ended up beating Virginia 5-2 this morning. Virginia, that does get you your own Ann on Raven t-shirt.
It's Virginia, and I can't beat Raven.
Well, thank you for playing, Virginia. Hold on the line, okay?
Better luck next time.
Another $100 in the pot. That means tomorrow, $800. Make sure you're listening at noon and 5:30 today for the cheat sheet. I'll give you the first 2 answers to tomorrow's 5 pop culture questions.